Good morning. Welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you again, 2 days in a row. How did we let this happen? But we are here with a full house today. We're going to talk some Pot County schools. We'll also have Riley County Health Department in after that. Then we'll close things off this morning with Manhattan Public Works Director Rob Ott. Of course, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anytime you want to call in, give us a call, 785-537-1350. I about forgot our own number there for just a second, but as I said before, we're going to talk some schools. I'm going to keep this going all year long, guys. Right now, I am here with USD 323 Superintendent Kevin Logan and USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter. Guys, welcome.
Thank you, Brady.
Thanks, Brady.
Doesn't that get you just ready to go?
That does.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'll start things off with you guys had a football game against each other a few weeks ago.
We did. We kicked off the season over at Wamego on their new field. It was a great high school football environment again. This is my second year of watching this rivalry, and it's sad that it may very well come to an end here for a few years, but that Friday night was very, very exciting over at Wamego.
It was. We enjoyed hosting, and like Kevin said, it's unfortunate that it's not going to continue, at least not in the near future. But it was a great night, great event. A lot of hamburgers were eaten, and we certainly appreciate all our supporters that helped sponsor that backyard barbecue, specifically Mike Prey. I know we're at Friendship House. Has some connections. I believe his son's a teacher.
Dan Prey teaches at St. George Elementary and coaches for us.
Uh-huh. But Mike kind of was the got this started with the barbecue, and it's great that both schools split, I believe, in the neighborhood of $4,200.
That's right.
Yeah, that go to the athletic department. So thanks to Mike and all those individuals in our communities that sponsored that event.
First of all, Wamego ended up on top by 21-14. Of course, that Rock Creek made it really interesting at the end. It came down to the
It was right down at the wire. Absolutely. It was an exciting game, well worth the price of admission.
And new field for Wamego. I was on color for that game on our sister station, B104.7. Chris Swick had the play-by-play, so the field looked incredible. The new lighting, you could really tell everything was sharp.
Yeah, we're really pleased with how that turned out. Our friends at Heineken Electric did the lighting, and Hellas Construction did the turf, and it really is a nice upgrade to our facility. And next year will be even better when we have a new locker room, public restrooms, concession stand, and some other improvements in that area in terms of parking and ADA access. So we're really looking forward to. We're glad with the improvements we've made, but looking forward to the other improvements as they happen over the year.
And a new press box as well, right? Going to be all luxury, TVs, mini refrigerator. Is that it? Or am I just imagining maybe?
Well, you're probably imagining that, Brady, okay. But there is going to be a new press box, and it will be much nicer than what we have. What we have is, I believe, in the neighborhood of 35 years old, and it was you know, it stood the test of time. I wasn't around, of course, when they put that one up, but I think that one was done through on the backs of a lot of individuals in the community that donated their time and resources, some local construction companies. But it is now in need of replacement. There are a lot of things that are falling apart up there. That's just what happens over time with a facility like that. And so we're looking forward to having a new press box and making a more comfortable environment for our radio friends that come and broadcast our games, such as you. So
it's a win-win, right?
Win-win. It's a win-win. Yep.
And you know, since I have both of you here talking about this, talk about how this rivalry, as you said, we don't know what's going to happen. Now you're definitely not playing next year in the near future. It's not on anybody's schedule, right?
Right, yeah. Kevin, jump in here anytime, but I'll try and explain this.
Well, I was going to say, if you're trying to explain the reclassification when it comes to all this, you almost have to be have a degree in physics almost, I think, to understand how all this works.
Yeah, essentially, the way they reclassified, it just makes it tough for us to schedule, us and Rock Creek to schedule each other. The 4A class will now just be 32 schools. Whereas currently it's 64 schools and split into that Division I, Division II format. But now in football next year, it'll just be, 6A will have the top 32, 5A will have the next 32, and then 4A will have the next 32. And then the big change in 3A, many of the schools that previously were 4A Division II schools are now going to be 3A, and they'll be in a six-team district. So that means automatically those 3A schools have five teams on their schedule they have to play. And with other league schools that they want to get on their schedule and so forth, it'll be difficult for them to play teams like us that are in a different classification.
See, our current league will drop down to where we will be the larger school at a 3A, and then we will have primarily 2As and maybe one other 3A there. So we will be playing our league schools those first few weeks before we enter district play, with the possibility of maybe one of our current league schools being in the same district. So that creates the scheduling snafu with not being able to get Wamego on the schedule. Now, if something could change and we end up with more 3A schools in our league, you know, it would be great to get Wamego back on our schedule.
It is a great game.
It is. And what we're finding is we're going to have to travel a lot more. There are not as many 4A schools in our area now because the smaller 4As that are now going to be 3As, the Rock Creeks, and even in our league, we're in the NCKL league, which is us, Abilene, Chapman, Clay Center, Marysville, Concordia, and us, of course. And I believe just most likely, of course the count hasn't come out yet, but most likely us and Abilene will be the only 4A schools possibly in that league.
And all these changes are supposed to take effect next year, right?
Correct. But they will have the classification, scheduling meeting, district meeting. That takes place early October.
In October. Mm-hmm.
It is interesting. The game Swick and I did last Friday was Riley County and Washington County, and that was a first in a lot of ways for me in the years I've been doing some football games. Washington County only brought 11 players total. So there was rules in place. If Riley County ever went up by 18, a running clock started. If they ever led by 40, the game ended with about 2 minutes left before the first half. They were up 41-0. So we are, you know, there is a reason for a lot of these changes because you don't want to have those sort of matchups where you have mismatches like that. So it'll be interesting to see how that all goes forward. Let's switch gears a little bit to some actual school business. Sure. You guys got some board meetings coming up. What's the latest?
I tell you, actually, we just had our September board meeting this last Monday, and the board had quite a bit on their plate. The biggest item, of course, is we have a bond election coming up in November. So they finalized some ideas on adding a 5-8 middle school, attaching that actually to the current Rock Creek Junior Senior High to create two schools, two separate schools, but underneath one roof, for lack of a better term, with some definite boundaries between the 5-8 section and the 9-12 section of the school. You know, dollar for dollar seemed to be the best bet to address the issues that we're having right now at Rock Creek, and that is mainly student learning spaces or classrooms. And by building those 5-8, that section to Rock Creek, that will free up 5th and 6th grade classrooms at St. George and Westmoreland, and also open up the current 7th and 8th grade wing of Rock Creek for the high school to expand. So all in all, it would give us classroom space for the next several years.
Brady Bowman with Rock Creek, Superintendent Kevin Logan, and Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter. And Kevin, I feel like probably a lot of people are starting to learn more about this bond issue and hear about it more. What's kind of been the response been?
Response has been, honestly, at this point, kind of lukewarm because people would truly like to have a separate building using the same campus but have a separate building. But the finances and the plans just didn't quite line out to allow that to work real smoothly, especially when you look at traffic patterns in and around the campus out at Rock Creek. We've got to spend the next 7-8 weeks prior to the election now really educating our community on what the issues were that are driving a bond election, and then how what the board chose to do this last Monday addresses a lot of those problems or solves those problems through this building project.
All right. And Tim, what's latest in your neck of woods on these sort of issues?
Well, we did also have a bond update at our Monday meeting. We went met Monday as well. And our architects with BBN just reported that we have completed most of phase one. That was our many improvements at the middle school in terms of the roof, the flooring, a lot of new carpet, some bathroom remodels and improvements, plumbing work in the middle school as well as at West Elementary. And then, of course, the sports complex where we had the turf and the lighting. And now we're moving full steam ahead on phase two, which will be our central kitchen and the locker room and public restrooms and concession stand at the football complex. We've finalized bids on those projects, and we'll also be opening bids for other projects that include the middle school science classrooms addition, four new science classrooms there, and then our all-purpose PE building, which will house a weight room and a wrestling area for our wrestlers at Wamego High School. And there's a variety of other smaller projects, but it took quite a bit of time to update the board on that. We also unfortunately discovered a drainage issue at West Elementary throughout this whole bond process, so that took a little time to discuss, but our neighbors and friends just to the south of that West Elementary building, it's Columbian Villas duplex complex, the drainage that runs through there, the sewer lines, is just not supporting what the water that's coming off of our West facilities. And we think that occurred in an addition of the gymnasium at West, and the roof runoff was just exceeded the capacity. So unfortunately, we're going to have to spend some money to make some improvements there as well. We're looking into how we can find the best deal, the best price for that project. But sometimes when you start a construction project, you uncover other things that need some improvements, and this is one of those instances.
But sometimes that's can be a good thing, because otherwise you probably wouldn't notice it until later and would have been more of an expensive fix.
Exactly. Later. Yeah, there certainly could be some liability there if we don't take care of it.
Mm-hmm. And on your bond issue, remind me a little bit of background on that. When did that pass?
Ours passed last November.
Last November.
So everything that Kevin is doing right now is exactly what we were doing last fall, where we had a campaign bond committee, and we were trying to just educate the community as much as possible on what the bond was about and why it would help our district and our students.
And remind me, what was the percentage passed on that?
Ours passed at about right at 69% approval.
So pretty rating.
Yeah,
pretty
so
overwhelming.
Pretty overwhelming. We had a benefit, though, that we did not raise taxes. We were going to keep our mill levy for bond and interest at the same rate throughout the course of this bond, because we're gonna phase some old bond projects out, and this one will roll in. So we were able to keep taxes flat.
Kevin, have you guys been looking at Wamego's bond? Bond is kind of a model in a way for yours, or like just looking at some things that maybe.
Well, again, with ours, so much of it has to do with student spaces and the growth of the district that I was talking with Tim out in the hallway. We're not looking to replace any old buildings. We just need new student learning spaces, and there's some facility needs across the district. For example, one of the areas we have is a larger vocational technology center. Right now, we offer vocational agriculture, some business classes that fall under CETE, and some family and consumer science, but we don't get into any metalwork, we don't get into any drafting, woods, power and energy type coursework at all. So we're looking at adding a flexible lab and classroom area on the backside of the VOAG building to enhance our offerings for our high school students, and even some exploratory classes for our middle school students that currently we can't offer. The other things, we would like to add another person within our district office and maybe consolidate our district office a little bit. We've got district directors spread out throughout the district and trying to get those all under one roof. So there is a district office put into this bond issue. Then also a maintenance and storage shed out at Rock Creek. Our maintenance and storage right now is down at St. George. About 75-80% of the groundskeeping work that we do is at the Rock Creek campus, and we're constantly hauling equipment up and down Flush Road. So it's just kind of trying to better utilize the time of our groundskeeping personnel versus from being on the road to actually being on the grounds working. So we've got several smaller chunks, but again, your question about if we're using Wamego's as a model, we're trying to use the part where you educate the public. as a model, as most schools do, you know, just getting information out, getting flyers out, getting brochures out, talking to civic groups, to church groups, to individuals. We're going to be doing all that to share information. But the scope of the bond projects are different than one another, for sure.
Fair enough. A lot more guests coming up, so I think that ends our time with you guys this morning, unless you got anything else you wanted to bring up real quick.
Well, I do. I would like to say, you know, we are in full swing right now, and all the activities are kicking off. So, of course, we talked about the football game, but we have parent-teachers conferences coming up already next week.
Already?
At least for Waumego High School. Our other buildings do them later in October, but just encourage parents to take part in the educational process, go to the activities, and if you've got high school students, go attend parent-teacher conferences next week.
That's, you start looking at the calendar, and there's not an open date other than Sundays really here for quite a while. So we are back in full swing, and the year's off to a great start.
All right. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
More in focus after this.